Hello and good morning from this side of the divide, WAT. I hope that you are well today, and I hope you stepped into the second half of this year with abundant hope, abundant faith, abundant love, abundant expectations, and abundant vision. That is how I have stepped into the second half of the year. And yesterday, I took out time during my retreat to consolidate the work I had been doing with my visioning for the course of the remaining 6 months. I typically have a six-month high priority matrix across my visionary expressions. And I spent time yesterday. It was truly, truly an inspiring, almost 11-hour process. I started out very early, right after my exercises and prayer meditation. My mind was fresh, and I just stepped away from the noise and just centered myself on God's voice. And I began to envision where I wanted to go next with my different organizations, ministry, and even my own personal pursuits with thought leadership, the academia, and my learning commitments. It was a deep dive. It was deep work, very inspirational, and also just challenged me to unlock my next level. So I have broken that down as well into what my high value targets will be for every month. I've done that for July, August, September, and then I will continue in the course of my next retreat for October, November, and December. And then I have taken my high value targets for July and broken it down again into what I have to focus on every week. And it just gives me granular detail, gives me a lot of clarity. And I'm truly just very encouraged by the wins of the last half of the year and very inspired to move forward with what is ahead. And while I worked on these high value targets and these big priorities, of course, some of these priorities are for my businesses, and I will not be the one who is executing each of the key items or each of the key execution pillars. I'll be working with my senior leaders and, you know, team members, volunteers, partners across those different expressions, but I have the key and very significant responsibility of envisioning where we want to go and sort of really cracking that down into a strategic roadmap with very specific line items in terms of what has to get done. But as I walked through these high value targets and top priorities for the different expressions of my life and businesses, what came through very strongly was how I was leaning into my seizing of life. One of the things that I looked at and I committed to was my one-on-one coaching and how I wasn't taking any one-on-one coaching anymore till the end of the year. I am just going to work with my own clients that already are on board, and I would zoom in and continue to serve them. And then I will just also strengthen the efforts I am making with corporate coaching and being able to impact, you know, corporate Nigeria and corporate Africa with coaching, because I can't take one-on-ones anymore. And well, that's one of the reasons I'm unwilling to take one-on-ones. And there are also other reasons I was looking at in shaping where my commitments will be for the rest of the year. The investments I want to make in family. I'm looking at my children and how they're growing and the kind of demands or the kind of the ways they need me now than when they were younger. I'm thinking about my body, my health, and the commitments I'm making to nurture myself a lot more and the need for a lot more latitude and margins for rest. Even though I've always been big on rest, I feel like I had the first 6 months of the year working so hard just because of how the vision carried me and how the work of ministry also carried me. And then I started to really see, okay, it's been really super packed in the first 6 months, and I'm pulling back to just continue to refresh my mind, my spirit, and my body. And I've used the season of life I'm in to frame what even will be a sense of accomplishment when it comes to my finances. I've sort of used it to frame what will be, revenue target for my businesses and for my streams of income that will, be fulfilling and match the investments that I'm seeking to make in property and children's education fund. Just thinking about where I am, not where anybody else is, and using that to frame what success would look like and what I have to keep my eyes on, because you can't have your eyes on everything in every season of your life. But if you have your eyes on the right things in each season, you're going to look back over the course of maybe another 3 to 5 years and you see that you are an all-rounder and you're succeeding in all the things that truly matter. Why am I highlighting this? As we pursue personal productivity, we pursue success and significance, we pursue self-governance and legacy leadership, we want to be better people, create greater impact in our world, and sort of hone our own expertise and master our genius. As you think about being, 5x yourself or 2x yourself or 10x your current state and stage, you have to do all of that within the context of where you are in life. You have to do all of that in the context of the season of life you're in. You see, you have to know how to pace forward with a lot of stamina and stature and focus. And you also have to know how to step back and, just slow down with a lot of intention and confidence, vision, without feeling like you're missing out on anything. It's all about the recognition of your seasons. It's all about the recognition of your seasons. And if you've been a part of the Future Forward female community, whether you've been in my intensive, you're part of the mastermind, or you've joined any of my coaching webinars, you might remember that I created this original framework called the Seven Seasons Framework, which just is an archetypical procedure that helps you uncover one of the seven big seasons that a visionary woman could be in. You could be in the clarion season or the birthing season. You could be in the pivot season or the advanced season. You could be in a scale season, a maturing season, or a legacy season. And I remember when I unlocked this framework last year, I remember how it was just such a big buzz in terms of how community received it and people saying, DDK, you've given me so much light now. I'm getting a clearer sense of why what worked before in my life isn't working anymore. You have to reckon that your seasons will shift and change. And when they do, you're going to feel different. Your results will be different. Your tools and strategies will no longer work, even if they worked previously. You might feel such a great sense of contention or agitation, even in the presence of external success. And when it comes to building your personal productivity protocol or creating your visionary execution systems, right? When you start to think about how am I going to plan my week and my months and my years? How am I going to create my goals and organize my life? How am I going to install, higher habits, invest in relationships? How am I going to pursue my business goals and acquire the skill sets I need to unlock my next level? As you think through all those important questions and you create those important systems in your life, you have to center these things on a fundamental basis of knowing the season of life you're in. The beautiful thing about the Seven Seasons assessment is that I actually, or the Seven Seasons framework, is that I actually created an assessment that helps you see what primary or predominant season you're in, and you could be merging 2-3 seasons in that sense, but you'll find likely a predominant season showing you what you should focus on. I've got this very robust action plan as well that helps you see the emotions you'll be feeling in this season, the experiences you'll be having, the descriptors of this season, the specific important, you know, steps you should be taking and focusing on, as well as the resources that can truly help you thrive in that season. I feel like this is gold, and I want to challenge you to go into the remaining months of this year, leaning into your own unique journey, taking the clues from your life to frame how you want to move forward. Right? Sometimes moving forward will look like crushing your goals. Sometimes moving forward will look like healing from trauma. Sometimes moving forward will look like building new power circles, miracle circles. Sometimes it will look like writing an examination. Sometimes it will look like scheduling more rest, a renewal for yourself on a more regular basis. It will look like sometimes speaking on big stages, and it will look like sometimes coiling up in bed with a book and just investing in your mind. You see, it will sometimes keep you in the laboratory of quiet building, and sometimes it will thrust you to the front lines of elaborate execution. You have to know your seasons, and that's how you live your life as a prototype, not as a duplicate of stereotypes. And that's the challenge I'm putting out to you this week, that as you think about the remaining part of the year, ask the important question, what is my life teaching me about how my priorities should look? When you layer the seven seasons assessment with the 12-part life compass framework, I feel like between these two, over the course of the next few weeks, important answers should begin to emerge in your mind about how you can use the insights of your own life to create the answers that you need for what is ahead of you. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. And I'm excited to win with you in the remaining months of this year. Always, always, always remember one of my biggest and most beloved quotes: when you have a mission, you actually don't need permission. So put your skin in the game and let's win at this powerful mystery called life. God is with you. God is for you. God is on your inside. He's backing you up, and you're going to do amazing things, and you're going to live an amazing life. You live an amazing legacy after you have lived wealthy, long, prosperous life on earth. I'll see you on the inside of our coaching mastermind, and I can't wait to see how we take the conversations to the next level. See you soon. Enjoy your day.